my dad is 60 years old, and he has gone through cyclones which I have not gone through. And he said, son, I have not seen a cyclone like this. It was terrifying, as I said. I thought we were all going to die.
After the cyclone, the flooding, all the crops, the flooding take away.
It's terrible. It's really tragic. Most of the people who are the hardest hit are those that have earned the least income. They wouldn't have much insurance, so they're going to take quite a while to rebuild.
Let's not forget that there are almost 60,000 Fijian-born people in Australia, and many more here in Australia of Fijian heritage, all of whom will probably have some link to family and friends in Fiji, and so our thoughts are with all those people.
It was very scary. I was in a big concrete building, but you could still see that there was plenty of damage being done, even in the surrounding area around us, so the impact of the villages would have been devastating as the world now knows.
But as we sailed closer, we started to smell the carcasses of dead livestock that were floating past the ships. When we smelled those, we knew that this disaster was really, really, really bad.
The federal government has sent off its biggest ship to assist Fiji to recover from the devastation wreaked by Cyclone Winston.
Complete devastation from those aerial surveys conducted by the New Zealand Defence Force a couple of days ago. Also, the locals on Koro Island have told the media here that several deaths were caused by huge waves whipped up by Cyclone Winston.
We have informed our members in the ground, wherever we are, to guide them and just to empower them with the word of God, since they have been affected mostly, suffering, and some of them have passed away and died.
Last 3 years we had drought. Now, when they started planting their crops and they wanted to move on, and we had this cyclone. And now all the people, we don't have the clean water, we don't have firewood, because everything is wet. It's still raining in Tavua.
My name is Katerina Maramaloaloa from Nokonoko village. About 48 or something like that house damaged. We need your help quickly now. We came from the town today. We need some help for our house.
And aid has started to go out and help us, started to go out to these communities.
I want some help for build a house. That we are most important to build a house so you can stay.
Social media, Bruce, this time play a very important role, as because a lot of people kept on sending details, pictures and updates through social media onto our Facebook and Twitter pages.
To be able to reflect what was really going on the ground.
Yeah, definitely.
You can see people still smiling even though they've come through the hardest of times in the last few days. We need a lot of assistance from amongst ourselves, and then a lot of understanding from our international partners, but a lot of understanding between us, with them and us.